This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, and of course all those that don't know the difference, I'm about ready to share that with you today on the show. It was not a show that I planned, as usual. Lord, what is it that you want me to talk about? And all of a sudden these things start popping up in front of me, so this is what we're going to hit. And I want you to listen to this because if you're watching live stream, you have to go to the GCN live broadcast. Once you do that, you just go to the second. I'm number two right now on the gauge. Push that on and listen to me live because I'm going to play some audio for you right now. I'll give you about 30 seconds to do so. But we're going to talk about the global warming hoax exposed from bad to worse. And then I'm going to give you, especially you Trumpites, for those that think that this administration can do no wrong, when it even comes to the likes of Al Gore, I got a little surprise for you. Guess who appointed him to a base position in his cabinet? President Donald Trump's senior scientist for the National Security Council, Dr. Happer, needs to show there is no scientific consensus on this issue and rekindle informed debate on climate and energy issues. Listen to me, friends. It's never been an issue. The earth abideth still, okay? There's nothing new under the sun. And I'm about ready to dismantle this garbage concerning global warming, but I want you to listen to this because it's important. This little girl, this little actress, she's so bad. She's doing her best to act in front of the cameras as she continuously reads from a teleprompter. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. But in order to pull the heartstrings of the people on a global scale, keep in mind she's at the UN, the United Nations, Global Initiative for Climate Change, where she puts on the show. But friends, I got to say this. She's a terrible little actress. And I want you to listen to this real carefully because this is their push for climate change. They want to further tax people on a global scale to further enslave the up-and-coming generations, which just happen to be the ones that they're trying to use to push forth this global scheme and this global warming hoax that I'm going to expose over the next hour here. They're using these young kids to enslave themselves. They just don't know the difference. Listen to Greta Thunberg. Her name is Greta Thunberg, to world leaders.
My message is that we'll be watching you. This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words, and yet I'm one of the lucky ones.
She's reading all this.
People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
She is a terrible little actress, friends. You gotta watch the video.
For more than 30 years, the science has been crystal clear.
She's trying to cry now.
How dare you continue to look away and come here saying that you're doing enough when the politics and solutions needed are still nowhere in sight? You say you hear us and that you understand the urgency. But no matter how sad and angry I am, I do not want to believe that. Because if you really understood the situation and still kept on failing to act, then you would be evil, and that I refuse to believe.
Oh.
The popular idea of cutting our emissions in half in 10 years
She's
only
reading
gives
all this.
Us a 50% chance of staying below 1.5 degrees and the risk of setting off irreversible chain reactions beyond human control.
Boy, listen to her extensive experience and wisdom.
50% may be acceptable to you, but those numbers do not include tipping points, most feedback loops, additional warming hidden by toxic air pollution, or the aspects of equity and climate justice. They also rely on my generation sucking hundreds of billions of tons of your CO2 out of the air with technologies that barely exist. So a 50% risk is simply not acceptable to us, we who have to live with the consequences. How dare you pretend that this can be solved with just business as usual and some technical solutions?
She's reading all this.
With today's emissions levels, that remaining CO2 budget will be entirely gone within less than 8.5 years.
Oh, no, Greta.
There will not be any solutions or plans presented in line with these figures here today.
No.
Because these numbers are too uncomfortable.
Tell me it's not true, Greta.
And you are still not mature enough to tell it like it is.
No, mature enough.
You are failing us. But the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you.
Oh, no, Greta, please. Oh, we're so blessed to receive a bestowment of your extensive experience and wisdom, Greta.
Right here, right now, is where we draw the line.
She's a terrible actress.
The world is waking up.
16 years old.
And change is coming, whether you like it or not.
Listen to the threat, friends.
Thank you.
Oh, Greta, thank you. Oh, thanks, Greta. Oh, thank you for your extensive experience in science, which is the study of creation. Oh, man, you know, the Bible tells us that the word of the Lord endureth forever, Greta. And when I look at Psalm 119, verse 90, it says, "Thy faithfulness is unto all generations, Greta. Thou hast established the earth and abideth still." You sound just like Al Gore. Wait a second. Maybe that's who Greta, this little environmentalist, that don't want to tell us how it works, and again, her extensive experience, maybe that's where she's getting the words that she's uttering. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, little Greta. Terrible. She read the whole script, friends. She's absolutely terrible to watch. But they're using a kid to make it an appeal. Listen carefully as to what they're saying, friends. We're going to be talking and exposing the global warming hoax in just a moment here. Doesn't get any worse, friends.
This is Dr. John Diamond with Peacemakers Outreach. I would like to personally invite you, your friends, and church families to the first annual Faith and Freedom Conference that's being held at the Edinburgh Camp and Conference Grounds on September 28th. Our lineup includes a group of the strongest Christ-centered American patriots ever brought to western Pennsylvania.
The Faith and Freedom Conference in Edinburgh features moderator Dr. Mike Spaulding of Soaring Eagle Radio, Rand Reese, president of Salt and Light Council, nationally known speakers and authors William Federer and Matt Truella, Dan Fisher, a leader of the Modern Black Robe Regiment, Rusty Thomas of Operation Save America, syndicated radio host Bradley Dean of Sons of Liberty Radio, and Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer of Cast the Salt Ministries.
It's the Faith and Freedom Conference in Edinburgh, September 28th. For tickets and information, go to faithandfreedomconference.com. That's faithandfreedomconference.com. Faith and freedom. You can't have one without the other.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do stick to the topic. We're going to play an audio, another piece coming up here in just another segment. I'm basically tearing down, friends, the global warming hoax, which is being exposed. I just highlighted for you Greta Thunberg. She's a little 16-year-old environmentalist out of Sweden, friends, that is reading off a piece of paper, doing her best to cry. She's a terrible little actress, and she wants to tell us of her extensive experience with global warming, and we now only have 8.5 years to live. Just wanted to let you know that. The survival of the United States of America as we know it is at risk. And even more, if more should be required, the future of human civilization is at stake. Al Gore's global warming message to an audience in Washington, D.C. How corrupt are we? Who gave him the platform, America? How corrupt are we? Who gave this criminal a platform in the first place, America? Maybe Greta needs to take a little time and go back just a little bit. In 1977, I know Greta wasn't here yet. She wasn't even thought of. But she wants to tell us how all of this works on the behest and the behalf of the UN's global initiative concerning global warming so they can further tax people on a global scale to further enslave. And this little girl's being used as a useful idiot to enslave herself. Little does she know. Friends, do you remember back in 1977, the propagandist through Time magazine said, "How to survive the coming ice age." Did you hear what I said? In 1977, America, they were throwing on the American people how to survive the coming ice age. Did you hear what I said, America? In 2006, be worried, be very worried, it tells us. Folks, where now it shows a polar bear on the cover of the propaganda outlet called Time Magazine, and they went from the coming ice age to global warming. Okay? Why are you confused? Because they're confused. That's it. In 2007, Al Gore predicts North Pole could be totally ice-free by 2013. 2013 fact, polar ice cap is now at its highest level for this time of year since 2006. Folks, these are the same people that want to tell you what it's going to be like in 10 years, and yet they can't even get the weather right as to how the weather's going to be today. And I kid you negative. Yesterday, I spent some time with my family. We always check the weather. We all make a joke out of it. 98-99% of the time it's wrong. Doesn't matter anyways. If it says it's raining, the sun's probably going to be out. If it says it's going to be hot and sunny, it's probably going to be cold and wet, and it's going to be rainy. Well, that happened just yesterday. We wouldn't have taken the time to do what we did yesterday had we known it was going to be downpouring on us. And guess what happened, friends? It downpoured on us. Folks, a meteorologist can't even tell you with all of their technology, friends, as to how the weather's going to play out. And yet you want to listen to these con men tell you as to how it's going to be in 8.5 years? Well, this is what they want you to believe. And by the way, by force, if needs be, through a totalitarian government on a global scale. And you're paying for it, America. Al Gore, chairman and founder of the Climate Reality Project. Solutions to the climate crisis are within reach. But in order to capture them, we must take urgent, catch that word, urgent, urgent action today across every level of society. It's interesting. I have a shirt here, and we were warned long ago about those that continuously push fear, namely the government, and those that push necessity and urgency. If you remember right, it was William Pitt the Younger that said necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. That's exactly what's happening here again today, America. It's happening all over again. And I want to remind you of something I said during the first segment. You are under attack like you have never been under attack from all sides, friends, both without and within. And the Lord promises that people and that nation that forgets him that he will turn that nation into hell. And that's exactly what we're seeing today. It's interesting because if you look at a high school picture of con man Gore, Al Gore, it's interesting that when he was born, there was 130,000 glaciers on the Earth, and today there's only 130,000 glaciers on Earth, because the Bible tells us in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 1 that there's nothing new under the sun. Friends, and they're doing the same things that they always have. And I made reference to Psalm 119:90. And what does that tell us? Thy faithfulness is unto all generations, friends. It doesn't stop with us. You establish the earth and it abides. And it's still the same as it was yesterday. And it's going to be it's going to yet be the same tomorrow as well. If you go to Psalm 119, verse 91, the next scripture, they continue this day according to thy ordinances, for all of thine are thy servants. Everything's in his hands, friends. Nothing's changed except what you accept and what you tolerate from corruption on a global scale. Now, I want to tell you this because when I hear the deep concerns of those who are fear-mongering on the behalf of ill-designing men, John 8:44, there is no truth in them. Hang on a second. Did anybody pay attention to the fact that it was Greta Thunberg, a little environmentalist who's been indoctrinated by the propagandist? Now they're using her as a propagandist, a useful idiot. Was she an old lady? Nope, it didn't work for Al. People have no heart for Al. But, well, maybe if we put up a little 16-year-old girl and we'll have her cry, well, we'll at least have her do her best to convince the people that she's crying, and we'll just set up a teleprompter and we'll have her read off everything she's saying. Maybe, and if she uses a little emotion, because most people think that actors are really the real deal in the first place. Case in point, you know that Rocky Balboa? You know when he goes into Philadelphia, you know what they call him? It's not Sylvester Stallone. They call him Rocky. People really think his name is Rocky, friends, okay? That's why they're doing this to a brainwashed people on a global scale, to use a little girl like this reading off cards, trying to convey to you through a little bad actress, disingenuous as all can be. Maybe if she can shed a tear, she couldn't even do that. Her eyes watered up just a little bit. High five for that one, Greta. But the fact of the matter is we already know what your propaganda is about. We know the beginning and we know the end, and we also know that there's nothing new under the sun. And if they did it before, they're going to do it again, and it's exactly what's being played out here. But America, this is what I've been trying to tell you for 20 years concerning the young people. They're indoctrinating an up-and-coming generation. This isn't just in Sweden. This isn't just the United Nations. This isn't just the UK. This isn't just France and Germany. This is in America today. This is in America. You have allowed your children to be subjected to a bunch of propagandists through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. Federal government has no business educating anybody's kids. None. And yet they're educating your kids. And why? Because 86% of you hypocrites listening to me right now, 86% of you that call yourself Christians, conservatives, and or patriots are the ones responsible for dropping your kids off to be subjected to everything and protected from nothing in a public school today. Wisdom is justified by your children, Luke 7:35. Don't sit there and look at those kids and how stupefied they become and how dummied down they become. You've allowed it to happen. It's a reflection of you, America. And I am my brother's keeper. So therefore, I'm putting myself in that lot and taking responsibility in righting the wrongs. That's what we're doing here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Notice who they're indoctrinating, friends. And always keep in mind, when you look at how a socialist community or a government, a totalitarian government, wants to take over, they always go for the younger generation and they re-educate them to overthrow the older generation. This has been in play in this country for a long, long, long time, America. And it needs to stop. The law's on your side, and so is the Lord. Just make sure that you're on the Lord's side, first and foremost. Notice who's doing and playing the propagandist on the behalf of the likes of Al Gore and the propagandist friends and corrupt politicians and criminals for what they are and special interest groups through the United Nations today. The floodgates, folks, are open upon you on so many fronts. This isn't being stopped, folks. It's being pushed through right now. Read Matthew 13:35 when you get a moment. Let me get back to this. When I hear the deep concerns of those who are fear-mongering on the behalf of the ill-designing men, and their concerns, namely the topics that they are in fact creating to merely add more tax, that's what this is about, to further oppress and control the people, I have to say it's astounding to the degree and to the lengths that men will go to control the lives of other men. John 8:33, when in fact they can't even control their own lives, friends. You need to understand, friends, the people that are behind this, they've sold their souls. And they want to sell your country and the souls of those in this country, along with the soul of this country. But I got a question for you. Are you going to stand back and allow this lawlessness to prevail? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Busy day for President Trump as he's in New York City attending the UN General Assembly meetings. The president says he's willing to help make a deal between India and Pakistan.
It will be dependent on both of these gentlemen. One without the other doesn't work if you're going to do mediation or if you're going to do an arbitration. But certainly I would be willing to help if both wanted, if both Pakistan, let's say, and India wanted me to do that.
The president does continue to field questions about a July phone conversation he had with the president of Ukraine. At the UN, the president called it another Democratic witch hunt, adding, "Here we go again." The whistleblower who reported the phone call to the intelligence community did not even hear the actual phone call that the president had with the Ukrainian president. And the UAW and GM are continuing talks to end a strike that began last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach, Before It's News. If you want to watch us live, go to Before It's News or go to sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to the right side of the page and you can watch us live if you want to. It's just a little experiment that we've been working with, and we've noticed that it's been growing little by little. So we're just going to keep running this until, you know, either it blows up or dwindles out, one of the two. Wanted to say thank you to the 115 radio stations across the United States of America for making us the number one and two show throughout the week and weekend. Saturdays, 4 to 6 Central Standard Time. And again, I wanted to let you know that if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We're exposing little propagandist Greta Thunberg here at the United Nations, making an appeal to get people to respond quickly, because now we only have 8.5 years left on this planet, friends. And yet I'm countering her propaganda, this little useful idiot's propaganda, with Scripture. Nothing's changed. The Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Read Malachi 3:6 and Hebrews 13:8. And then we put it up against these con men like Al Gore. He said the entire North polarized cap will disappear in 5 years. He said that in 2008. They can't seem to get their story straight, friends. But, you know, it's a good thing for them that people forget about what they say so they can say it again, not knowing they've said it before. Boy, it reminds me of a dictator who once said, you know, it's a good thing for people in power that people never think. It's time for America, you to think, and Americans to think. I was just highlighting the fact that, friends, it's astounding to the degree and to the lengths that men will go to control the lives of other men. And one of these topics that we're highlighting today is global warming. Give me a break. Hey, friends, I got a question for you. What did the Lord do before these con men and con women and these propagandists arrived on the scene? Everything seemed to be okay then, right? Yep. It's like guns. It's like any other agenda that they push. They got to heighten it by promulgating lies and predicating everything on lies in hopes that the people will receive it and believe it. Folks, the fact of the matter is everything's been in perfect flow as created for over 6,000 years, and now everything on this earth is somehow now changing and must be quickly addressed. Give me a break. Ecclesiastes 1:4, one generation passeth away and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. Okay? The Lord hasn't changed his mind as to how things are working, friends. Do you remember when Washington's con men and con women were attempting to throw global warming onto Americans? It seemed for the this was under Barack Hussein Obama's criminal administration. Well, it's interesting. They were pushing global warming, and during the same week that they were pushing global warming, well, it seemed fit for the Lord to give witness when record-setting massive snow fell during the same exact period. The Washington Post reported what the massive snowfall in Boston tells us about global warming. Friends, they just threw it out there regardless. Unabashedly. Folks, credibility isn't a concern for them. They're not working for we the people. They're not journalists. They're working for special interest groups. They're taught to betray the people, said Dr. Udall Ufcott, who exposed the CIA for having control over all of journalists in the media on a global scale. What the massive snowfall in Boston tells us about global warming. They talk about how, friends, the earth is it's warming up. It's getting too hot. Remember, in 2007, it was freezing. Now it's global warming that we have to watch out for. The Washington Post reported the snowfall in Boston lately is simply insane, with all-time records for snow within a 14 to 20 and 30-day period, 14 to 20 inches of snow. It's funny how that works, isn't it? Read Luke 12:2 when you get a moment. Furthermore, inconsistent, wavering, contradicting meteorologists and scientists, science is the study of creation. Read Colossians 2:8. Folks, they cannot even accurately tell you what the weather is going to be like this afternoon or tomorrow, as I said. Yet some folks want to give ear to those who want to tell you what's going to happen to the earth. If you don't get behind them and give them more of your hard-earned money through a new tax. And again, friends, at the end of the day, that's exactly what this is all about. Stephen Colbert called out Al Gore for who he was. Not that Stephen Colbert is anything to write home to mom and dad about. He's just as corrupt in a different way. He said, I believe in global warming after Al Gore's movie made money. The market has spoken. Right? Now, speaking of fear-mongering, I want you to listen to what Al Gore had said. Future generations may well have occasions to ask themselves, what were our parents thinking? Why didn't they wake up when they had a chance to do so? We have to hear that question from them now. That sounds just like what Greta Thunberg just got done saying. I wonder where she got that from. Al Gore goes on. I know that we are capable of that. Our way of life is at stake. Our grandchildren are at stake. The future of civilization is at stake. In other words, he's saying, I need more money. I need people to buy my con job here. And as I said earlier, William Pitt the Younger, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. How are they acting out, friends? Just like that of tyrants. They're doing what tyrants do. Now, this is where everything concerning this fraudulent criminal advocation of global warming comes to a sudden stop. This was a useful idiot. Miss Goldfuss was her name. This was under Barack Hussein Obama's criminal administration. If you can, you're going to hear it, but you got to see it. And when you watch this woman, she went with a brazen whore's forehead, as if to suggest she had something to teach and educate, like that of Greta Thunberg, to the older generation. She looks like she's in her mid-20s here, friends. And she's going to go into that congressional hearing, and she's going to tell them a thing or two about what needs to be done. Concerning, friends, global warming. I want you to listen to this. Those that are on live stream, please go. My live chat friends, please go to the link right now. And I want you to listen to this woman. Oh, how do I say it? I want you to listen to her drink in humiliation. Because she couldn't have been called out in a better fashion than what she was. Listen to this.
Obviously, addressing something that you're very seriously concerned about. I noted on November 2nd, the Washington Post carried this report. The Arctic Ocean is warming up. Icebergs are growing scarcer. And in some places, the seals are finding the water too hot, according to a report to the Commerce Department yesterday. Reports from fishermen, seal hunters, and explorers all point to a radical change in climate conditions and hitherto unheard of temperatures in the Arctic zone. Exploration expeditions report that scarcely any ice has been met as far north as 81 degrees 29 minutes. Soundings to a depth of 3,100 meters showed the Gulf Stream still very warm. Great masses of ice have been replaced by moraines of earth and stones, the report continued, while at many points well-known glaciers have entirely disappeared. Very few seals and no whitefish are found in the eastern Arctic, while vast shoals of herring and smelts, which have never before ventured so far north, are being encountered in the old seal fishing grounds. Within a few years, it's predicted that due to the ice melt, the sea will rise and make most coastal cities uninhabitable. Is this a crisis you're referring to?
It is a crisis we're trying to address.
How long has this been reaching a critical condition?
I'm not sure how you would define a critical condition. I think we are seeing the impacts now, and this guidance is a tool that agencies will be able to use to provide us information on how
specifically to address the catastrophic warming that this report refers to.
I'm not familiar with that specific report.
Well,
but I can
perhaps the reason is because it was November 2nd, 1922, that the Washington Post carried this article. I think we can agree that global warming.
Woo! Did you get this, friends? She went in on the behalf of the criminal administration of Barack Hussein Obama to address the concerns of global warming. He started to read from an article, and this is what he said. He said, the Arctic Ocean is warming up. Icebergs are growing scarier and scarier in some places. The seals are finding the water too hot. According to a report to the Commerce Department yesterday from a consul, IFT, at Bergen, Norway. Bergen. Reports from fishermen, seal hunters, and explorers, he declared, all point to a radical change in climate conditions and hitherto unheard of temperatures in the Arctic zone. Exploration expeditions report that scarcely any ice has been met with as far north as 81 degrees 29 minutes. That's what it says. Sounding to a depth of 3,100 meters showed the Gulf Stream still very warm. Great masses of ice have been replaced by moraines of earth and stones. The report continued. While at many points, well-known glaciers have entirely disappeared. Oh, my goodness. What are we going to do, Al? Very few seals and no white fish are found in the eastern Arctic. While vast shoals of herring and smelts, which never been before ventured so far north, are being encountered in the old seal fishing grounds. She agreed with it, this little minion under criminal administration of Barack Hussein Obama. She went in there not knowing a thing that she had to say. And Barack just sent her, and she went because, of course, she's just doing her job just like criminal Barack Hussein Obama was. See, the problem was, friends, it was an article that used the exact same wording, friends. The article was from November of 1922, written by George Nicholas, IFT, the Monthly Weather Review, friends. And now they're at it again. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that I'm afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Ajima, and I approve this message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Exposing global warming. And I don't see how people don't see the inconsistencies here. And you know what's sad about all of this? I'm even seeing some of my live chat friends telling me right now, friends, you know, professed Christians, they call it the green gospel. You know what? The church is called to influence the world. We're not to be influenced by the world. As a matter of fact, we're to come out of the world. But it's interesting how many people profess to be Christians, and yet they're environmentalists. You know, how many lies do we need to be told before we figure out what's taking place here? You know, we've also been told, friends, that human beings are the problem on this globe. As a matter of fact, there is a shortage concerning the land that we have on a worldwide basis. Let's go to the United States of America. Folks, you could take every person living in the United States of America and move them into Jacksonville, Florida. Has anybody taken the time? Have you ever been up in an airplane before? Have you ever driven 15 minutes outside of your city? Because that's all you see is country. That's all you see is land. These are the same people telling us that there's a land shortage. These are the same people telling us, these environmentalist communists, friends, that are telling us that the human beings are the problem. These are the same people that are sanctioning the murder of the innocent in the womb, and the people keep drinking the Kool-Aid. So all you professed Christians that call yourself the green gospel followers now, you better check yourself. Number one, that's heresy. Number two, the Bible tells us that we're to examine ourselves to see whether we be in the faith every day. Read 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. Check yourself and work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, but you need to first know the Word of God, John 7, 17. Because what's happening in the United States of America and what's happening on a global scale, friends, is a new system of government that's trying to blanket the rest of us through control, through totalitarian means. They can't get their story straight, friends, because they don't have a story. They don't have facts. See, facts are stubborn things. Guys like me are going to stand there and contest with their lies 24/7 because they're coming at us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. All this change that people are talking about, the Bible tells us we're not supposed to meddle with them that are given to change. We're not supposed to give to them that are meddling with change. We're supposed to go back to the old paths, not the new paths. Jeremiah 6:16. But if you read Jeremiah 6:16, the people say, we would not have it so. The Lord said, listen, you go back to the old paths, you'll know the way of peace. They didn't want peace. They wanted to go about with those that were meddling with change because they thought it was a game until it cost them their lives and at the end of the day, their souls. It's just the facts. Friends, don't sit there and tell me that you're a Christian and you don't believe what the Word of God says. Because what I just used is Scripture. Hebrews 9:27, Revelations 21, verse 8. Read them verses of Scripture when you get a moment. It's appointed unto men once to die, after this the judgment. What happens at the judgment? Well, this is where the Lord calls us out for who we are. As His eyes glare right through us. And either tells us to come into the kingdom or guess what? You're not. You're going straight to hell where you belong. Folks, people need to understand this is how they make their money. They're con men. You know, it was the buck stops here, President, that said to us, Mr. Harry Truman, the only way that you can get rich in politics is if you're a criminal. And it's exactly what these people are. When you look at what they're getting paid from we the people, friends, and you look at the wealth that they're accumulating, doesn't that tell you something? They go in making $174,400 a year, and yet within 2 years they're millionaires? Doesn't it show you, friends, that they've sold you out? And I want to tell you why you're being sold out. Because, America, you've sold out yourselves. Because you've forgotten your God. That's a fact. Because if this Christian nation, which it is, 86% of those that profess to be Christians actually practiced what they preached, we wouldn't be dealing with the issues that we're dealing with today. You know what? The devil wouldn't have a chance. And the Bible tells us he's already a defeated foe. And we Christians understand again that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. So how is it prevailing? Because there's a lot of hypocrisy going on here. See, they honor Jesus with their lips, but the Bible says their hearts are far from Him. They claim that they know Jesus, but they don't practice what they preach. And Jesus calls them liars. 1 John 2:4. He that saith, I know Him and keepeth not His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And why is that again, friends? Because most people don't even know His commandments. And yet we listen to people all day long complaining about the 10,000 commandments that men rain down upon people to further enslave them and bringing them back to Egypt. They're not being liberated, 2 Corinthians 3:17. They're being brought back into sin, into bondage, because they're choosing to do so. Read Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. And also Romans 6. Folks, if you're sick and tired of all of this, get back to God's commandments. If you really love the Lord, then keep His commandments unto judgment and deal with the corruption. Because if you dealt with the corruption, you wouldn't have to hear about it again tomorrow. And I want to tell you the two entities that need to be dealt with. The two groups of people, number one and number two, you can put them in whatever order you want to put them in. The media and corrupt politicians are hand in glove inundating you with new propaganda, meddling with change to overthrow the old, and giving about to a United Nations global agenda. You want it to stop? Then love God and keep His commandments unto judgment, establishing righteousness and judgment within the gate, according to the word of God, not according to your feelings, not according to your reprobate minds or the commandments of men which make void the commandments of God. No, but meeting God on His terms and giving back and giving way to His law in this country to establish peace and righteousness within the gate. That's what Grandpa and Grandma knew, friends. All this garbage today, they would have never gotten away with this 20 years ago in this country, friends. It would have been laughed at. A good portion of the people are still laughing at it. But I want to tell you something. Those that are laughing at this concerning global warming hoax, you better understand that they mean to implement it by force. Hey, folks, who's trying to disarm you right now? Hey, folks, who's taxing you to death right now? I'm not a tax protester. And I could go down the list of how you are under attack. You have foreigners invading America today, friends, like never before. You have useful propagandists, useful idiots, advocating for those that mean to conquer you, right in your own backyard today, friends. The media is lying to you 24/7. Was in a restaurant yesterday, folks. They mean to first demoralize you. Then when they can demoralize you, you'll accept anything. And then here comes the topic of the day, global warming. Well, they accepted that. They've accepted this. They've accepted everything we've thrown on them. Why wouldn't they accept this? See, if I can demoralize you, I can control you. I can take this conversation 15 different ways, America. But when I was at a restaurant yesterday, the stuff that Fox News, you can't go anywhere without a TV anymore. I mean, there's 10 TVs in every restaurant, at least that you go into today, for the most part. At least the restaurants that I go into. Just the immoral garbage that they're throwing on the people. Folks, they got new programs today called Lucifer. And there's people that are, I mean, it's like, well, state capitals are taking on statues of Satan, like in Michigan. And we're seeing infiltration of those that mean to, that are subversive to American government, that mean to conquer this country. America, do you still, listen, I only got one direction to point. These are all branches of the tree, and I'm here to tell you we need to lay the axe to the root of that tree and get back to the one answer that we all need to go back to. He is the Son of Man. He is the Prince of Life. He is the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. He is the I Am. He is the Man of War. He is the Captain of my salvation. He is the great I Am. His name is Jesus Christ, who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. There's your answer. Just one answer. Not 15 different answers. Come as you are. You say you're so bad, He would never save me. I want to tell you something. Friends, you serve, and I say you talk, a bad Savior. I don't care how bad you are. That is His purpose, is to come into the world and save men from their sin. Matthew 1:21. You say you're too bad to be saved? Nope. You belittle my Savior, who is a big Savior. And again, that's the reason He died on Calvary for your sins. It's a propitiation of your sins, friends, through His blood. Revelation 1:5, unto Him who loved us and washed us in His blood from our own sin. To take away who we are, to put in the Holy Ghost, to show the world who He is. And it's time that we get it right. I'm giving you one answer. I'm pointing my finger to the Christ. There's your answer. It's not too far gone. It's not over, friends. I'm giving you one answer, and my finger is pointed at Jesus Christ. He is the answer, and meet Him on His terms. Acts 20:21. See ya.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.